This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, guys, I want to know, has anyone had to ever schedule intimacy before? 314-531-9898. If you've ever had to schedule intimacy with your partner, whether you're too busy, you're parenting, you're just juggling so much, and you feel like your relationship's going to the wayside, you're like, we just have to have a conversation about...
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about it. Sometimes you just gotta have a conversation about it. So my wife and I had a conversation last week about scheduling intimacy. It's something we never have done before, but I felt like one, we just realized it's been a while.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Happens.
Yeah. Sucks, guys. It's been a while, but I feel like that happens for parents. Like, we have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and putting time together for intimacy or sex or just connecting and a relationship, I feel like it goes to the wayside. Like, I literally sometimes I put my son down to bed and I'll get out of putting him down and I feel like I've ran a marathon. I'm like, I'm in pain. Like, I'm sore. I'm like,
my joints hurt.
Yeah, my whole body. I'm like, what have I been through? And I'm just trying to gas up. I have no gas left in the tank. I think we're both just running on empty. And I'm like, there's just no time for us anymore. And so We talked about actually scheduling intimacy for the first time and putting it on the calendar. Like, I felt like, but I felt weird about it. I was like, so tonight or this day on this calendar, we're going to have sex. Like, that seems weird, right? 314-531-9898. Am I weird? Is that weird?
No, not at all.
Thank God, Kevin. No, I mean, this guy's a sex machine. Yeah. He's got my back.
We joked, though, you know, a couple months back about our, you know, getting a hotel room.
Yeah.
And you knew what that meant for my wife and I, because that's how we have to schedule it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not on the calendar per se, but you kind of find the opportunities. And when you know it's coming up, hopefully nothing ruins that moment, because otherwise you got to wait another month or so for it to happen again.
Wow.
Honestly, that's something that kind of kept happening. Like, we would have like these days where, like, you know, we'd both be giving each other the look like, oh man, something's going to go down tonight. And then like, if my son wouldn't go down or the baby would have a tough time, like something would always ruin it. And so one of the things we talked about, like, maybe we just say, no, nothing can ruin it tonight. Put it on the calendar. And that felt weird. I don't know if anyone else does this. And is it good thing or a bad thing? Does it help your relationship?
I'm not going to lie, Brett. When you told me about this, I thought you were crazy. I was like, I feel like it sounds like you're scheduling like a meeting, like a job, and it's almost like a chore.
Yeah.
Like, okay, 7 o'clock, rip off your pants.
It does feel that
way. And I just feel like that would take away from...
the spontaneity?
Like
The feeling?
Yeah. Like
it doesn't.
I would But as like a woman, I would be like, does he really want to do it, or is he just checking it off his list? Like, I feel like it kind of takes away from the passion.
I just feel like it means that you're making it a priority, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard of this. Okay, so does anyone else do this in their marriage, in their relationship? Does it take away from the moments? Has it helped your relationship? 314 888-531-9890. Does anyone else schedule intimacy? And is this going to completely backfire me on Y98 St. Louis?
Come on. Let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about it. Let's have that conversation. Does anyone else in their relationship have to schedule intimacy, whether you're just busy in terms of life, you're parenting, and you're just exhausting? My wife and I had a conversation about scheduling intimacy, just prioritizing sex or connection or just together in our relationship. 314-531-9898. I felt like it would be weird though to do it and put it on the calendar. I felt weird when we like put it on the calendar. Like that was weird. Like sex.
S-E-X.
Pick up the kids from school.
Yeah. Pick the kids from school, do a Zoom meeting.
Right. And then, sex.
Like, what the hell? And so I was just curious. Hannah was bringing up that, like, you know, like I'm a spontaneous person. I'm a creative person by nature. Like, I do feel like it ruins the spontaneity. Is that going to be true? What are people saying on the text line?
People are saying on the text line, scheduling it helps with anticipation, actually. It's not weird at all. Hmm. I didn't even know people still had unplanned intimacy.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. So I've they are like neck deep in the scheduling. Yeah.
I've been doing it wrong the entire time. That's why I'm not getting any, guys. I'm doing it wrong. That's the point.
You got to plan it to have it, yep. Apparently.
We loved your text message. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Jessica.
Jessica, okay. How do you feel about scheduling intimacy? Have you ever done this before?
Well, we had to schedule it because of fertility reasons.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to bring this up, that people do that. We didn't have to do this when we had kids. How is that experience? Because I've heard a couple sometimes, like when you think you're doing it for fertility reasons, like, oh, you're going to love it, but it can put a lot of pressure on the performance, and I don't need any more pressure.
Well, it just became a chore because you have to schedule based off of your ovulation timing, and you have to do testing strips, and then you have to plan specific days, and then trying to have life on top of it and getting kids to bed, and then it's like super late, and hey, you still have to because of timing, and it loses the intimacy, and it just becomes like, oh, we have to because if it doesn't happen tonight, then we might lose the chance this month.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's one of the hardest things that people are trying to conceive, and that's something that they have to, that weighs heavily on them, and there's so much pressure in those situations. So I'm sorry you had to go through that, because that can be challenging for the relationship.
Yeah, it definitely can, and I think more than anything, it's not even just about the sex. Relationships need to set aside that time for you and your significant other and make it a priority to even if it's just spending the time together.
That's a really good reminder.
Right.
Thank you so much for the call. That's what AB, I think, was getting at, too, is we are just, it's not really just about scheduling, like, intimacy. It's more about saying, okay, for...
You're a priority.
You're a priority, yes.
Yep.
Dude, Eric, have you ever, can you take it off Bluetooth or speakerphone, Eric?
Yes.
Yep, okay, Eric.
Dude.
Yeah. Dude, have you ever scheduled intimacy?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no problem with that. You just have to prioritize your relationship and make sure, especially when you have kids, that you do it when you can.
Yeah, which is usually never, like, not much.
Right.
Jamie, even if you don't have kids, you're 25, don't have kids, and you schedule it.
Oh.
Yes, I do, actually.
Is this...
My boyfriend travels for work, and... I mean, even whenever he comes back into town for 2-3 days, I still work, so we have to schedule it.
Is it weird?
Not really. I mean, I think it's more of a, like, anticipation thing, because, like, you know, he is gone. Even when he's home, like, he'll be sitting at home while I'm at work, and he's like, I can't wait for you to get home. I can't wait for, you know, you to come home, get off work, we're going to have dinner, we're going to do this and that, and... I don't know. It doesn't really take away from anything.
Builds up the spice a little bit?
Not even. I don't know. I think that a sense of anticipation can almost, like, bring more joy to it just because, like, if you do plan, you can do things that are a little bit out of the box that you can't normally do. So, like, you can prepare for it. You can set things up. You can make it a little bit more special, more magical.
Thank you, Jamie, for all that advice, other than the fact that it's outside the box. Like, guys, I'm just trying to get through. Like, I'm just trying to get around the bases.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm not trying to hit, like, grand slams or anything like that.
I love how you get to prepare for it. It's like my wife. She's going to prepare to be disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah, I get to prepare for this guy. All right. Thanks for the help.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.